Welcome back to By George from Page to Stage for what is probably going to be basically the last time, right, Rich?
I think so. We've got one more podcast to do, folks, but it'll be a bonus wrap-up, and that'll be in a few weeks' time once the dust settled. As you can see, tonight we're at the party, the after-show party of By George, and you'll be thrilled to know that Page to Stage has been a huge success. We had a lovely standing ovation, a brilliantly warm audience, including Sir Matt Ogden. Did you enjoy it?
I would like to say that I was the first person in the audience to stand up. I didn't even stand. I actually shot. It was like someone had shoved some Semtex up my arse, to be honest. So if people have been watching the podcast, you'll know that I have not seen Act 2 before. That was the very first time. I just had my Act 2 virginity taken away from me by yours truly. And honestly, from the bottom of my heart, what an amazing, amazing experience this has been for me to be doing a podcast with you about a show that you've written and been working on for the past 20 years. Every single person that we've spoken to has basically said how incredible you are, and we'll hear some clips from that hopefully in a short while. Obviously, you can see everybody having a really great time. The reception that you and Nikki just had coming up the stairs, a massive, massive amount of credit has to go to Nikki, because she holds that show together and she really is a strong powerhouse of a Northern woman, and that's exactly what that show's all about, isn't it?
It is.
I think that the biggest thing that I found when I was talking to people was that everyone is saying, you have to come and see this show, and we've been saying it for 25, 6, 7, whatever it is, weeks, by the time this comes out, and I think that the only thing really I can say more is that it's a show not to miss. This is a world premiere. It's the first time anyone's ever going to see this show ever done, and it leaves a really lasting impression. And this man right here, oh my word.
Thanks,
like,
man.
To write it and then reorchestrate it and then do a podcast about it and then be involved in the production and then be one of the main characters and be hilarious. It's just insane. No, you've been fantastic.
Well, folks, you've been with us on the journey as well. And if you still want to come and see it, you haven't got your tickets, there are at present just a handful left, genuinely. Friday night is pretty much sold out, but do take a look at www.thelbt.org to find the last few tickets and come and see the show. Hopefully we'll get a standing ovation like that every night, and we'd love you to be a part of it. Thank you so much to Matt for being with me on the podcast. Thank you to you for listening every single week, and for the reception. If you came tonight, if you're coming throughout the week, thank you so much for your support. Okay, shall we listen to a few comments?
Yeah, let's listen to a few of the comments of people who'd just seen the opening performance, very first night of By George. Here we go. So, you just watched By George. What were your thoughts?
Favourite bits were in the chip shop, the lady that kept coming in at the last second asking for the four fish. What do you sell? Do you sell pies and chips? No, we sell fish and chips. It's a fish and chip shop. Hilarious.
Yeah, it was a brilliant overall show. It was based from Yorkshire, and it was just brilliant to see all the cast be themselves rather than acting like... And they're acting like a different character, but it was amazing to see where they're acting sort of... how they would act in Yorkshire. So, like, the ending was brilliant, and I'm not going to spoil it, but the ending were brilliant, where she takes her... I'm not trying to spoil it, but... Right at the end, she sort of... From the traditional chip shop, she tries to bring it to the 21st century, or the 20th century, and it sort of works, but then it is sort of not taking it for granted. When Sam Booth does his act at the hen party, I really liked the song after that, because it sort of brings the mother and Sam Booth all together, and it just makes a sort of lovely connection between them both.
Absolutely fantastic. It was
really
brilliant.
Good.
Really good. Energetic.
Yeah, belly laughs.
Just, it was... It was just
perfect.
Fantastic. He's ready for the West End. Just captured day-to-day life of what goes on. And you can relate to everything. Yeah. I'd just say it's fantastic. You've just got to go and see it.
Yeah.
And make your mind up for yourself. It's really a feel-good show. Really good.
Well written and absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Absolutely
brilliant. It was funny all the way through. I just liked how they all worked together. There was no glitches. And it just flowed as though they'd done it for years.
I loved it, really yeah. did. I've never been to one before, and I loved that. That was really good.
It was just so funny, just based on normal life, basically.
The accent, the singing, lovely.
Go and see it. Definitely. It's worth the drive to come over and see it.
If it ever went on the road and came over our side,
they should go on tour because it's only 4 nights, isn't there? So it needs
to
run.
The other side, see what this side's like.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Lancashire's got the same humour, so it would be very good.
I thought it was absolutely outstanding. It was superb from start to finish. Everything about it, the music, the songs, absolutely brilliant. Pauline, she really came out all the way through. From start to finish, she was good, but really at the end, she shone. And they've got to come and see this show. It's absolutely superb. It's pure Yorkshire grit through and through. Everything about Yorkshire, and it's outstanding. The superlatives are not enough for it. It's so, so good.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. The acting, the singing, the dancing. I don't think you could beat it. It's brilliant and you must go and see it. Yes, definitely.
It was brilliant. Singing, dancing, it was really good. Yeah, just
it was
brilliant.
Really funny.
The singing was brilliant. Like, so many of them were so good at singing.
It was really, really funny. And just lots of Yorkshire humour. That's why it's the best place to live.
Richard's obviously phenomenal. Amazing, amazing writing. I mean, we're not from Yorkshire, but we got a lot of the jokes. We certainly loved it. The lyrics are phenomenal. The cast is amazing. And the strength for an opening night was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'm from Spain and I understand the joke, so yeah.
For me, I think obviously Pauline is such a strong character, and the actress that plays her practically carries the entire show. I mean, the poor lady doesn't seem to get off stage ever. But yeah, I mean, the strength of her alone is such a good forefront to the cast, and the rest of the cast back it up so well. I mean, phenomenal. Loved it a bit. I mean, as far as Yorkshire jokes are concerned, you know, it's translatable. As far as I'm concerned, you could watch this in any county, you know, if it could headline on the West End quite easily, and, you know, everyone would get it, without a doubt.
Yeah, it was great. Really, really good.
Amazing.
So good. Really fresh, original. There's not really anything that I've seen like that, especially because it's so Yorkshire-based as well, so it was really nice to have that audience there that relates to it. Really good.
It's a good mix, and especially with, like, it's got a bit of banter in it, so it's like a mixed target audience as well.
Yeah, it's relatable comedy as well. Like, it comes back to the Yorkshire thing of everyone in the audience knows exactly the jokes that they're making, knows exactly what's going on, so it's just really nice. I don't know, a lot of it spoke to stuff that you see in everyday life, so you kind of think about that sort of side of it as well, which is nice to relate to.
Absolutely loved every single minute of it, and Richard Sykes is a genius. I thought the lady that played Pauline was absolutely spot on, and she was perfectly cast. Absolutely. It just made me smile. It made me feel good. I just love the wittiness, the favourite scene. And I have to say, Helen, oh my gosh, she had me crying laughing in that scene. Perfect comedy timing. And it was so well written as well. The set, amazing. It worked really, really well. It was simple but effective, and the detail. I love the band on the top as well. It's great. Just loved it. I am going to recommend, actually, that I think this is something that other societies should do, and it's something that I think on the dark side they need to come and see this and perhaps do it over in Lancashire. I think it'd be good for other societies to do, because I think it's a good show. I think amateurs can do it, you know. I think it's got lots of legs, and I think it's a real feel-good, and I think it will sell. People can relate to different characters in it. They want to come to the theatre to laugh, to go away with a big smile on their face, and this ticks all those boxes.
So we've just seen everybody who has come to see the performance, tonight's performance. We're still here at the after-show party. There's a press night kind of thing going on. There's still lots of people to schmooze and chat to and whatnot. But basically, yeah, we just hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, if you've been watching from the very beginning. If you've not, if maybe you've joined us, say, I don't know, the past 2 or 3 weeks, you could scan this QR code right here that'll be pretty much in front of our faces wherever Richard puts it, and that will take you to our Instagram page. You'll be able to see all the behind the scenes. You'll be able to see some really nice photos from the actual production itself as well. And you can catch up on all of the podcasts that you might have missed. So you can watch them on YouTube on this man's channel, or you can go onto the link to watch, to listen to them on all of the streaming sites. How many times have I done this and I just made a mistake? What an idiot. Anyway, final thing I want to say is just that this show is... It's incredible. It has to be watched to really understand what it's all about. And for someone who has put 20 plus years work into this, plus let's not forget Maria, who's signing the Thursday night performance.
Yeah, she's over there somewhere.
Which she's somewhere, yeah. She was holding my hand crying throughout most of that show. So yeah, let's just pay attention to the fact that Richard and Maria and all the effort that's gone into this show from page to stage has been absolutely unbelievable. Everybody doing the marketing for the LBT and for Woodhouse and myself, I guess, sort of. I just thank myself. What an idiot. And then everybody who's been doing costumes, and they've been doing the music. Kira, Neil, there's way too many
people.
The people
who built the stage.
And oh my God.
The people who've supported it. It's been astronomically good. If I can just say one more thing, if you can head to my website, www.richsykes.com, you can take a few details there, but also keep an eye on it, because we've already had a few inquiries about this show going to other places. So if you want to see it, not just here, but elsewhere, or even take the show, you can do that. www.richsykes.com. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to you guys. Should we say goodbye, Matt?
Oh,
okay, here we go. Goodbye!
Yes, we got her.